the amount of aluminum scrap you get. That's the whole thing.
I know.
$2,000 worth of effort to get $500 worth of scrap metal, you know?
Yep, yep. So, but I do have my eye, and I'm working on it, but I'm very interested in this 1955 28-footer. So, down in Maryland, that I've been going back and forth with emails. Anything to get my average lower, Chris. I'm going to be doing my best.
All right, let's move on and get Steve on about the little competition between the two of you. So we got to set the stage for this. Both of you have trailers that need new subfloors, and both of you have decided to do shell-off restorations on that yourselves. I guess you both have barns. I mean, it's all pretty even so far. So the competition was going to be to get the shell off and the new subfloor in, and then the shell back on, I guess.
No.
Pop the rivet, pop the top, put the chain up, and put the shell up and the chaining block.
Rebecca, get the throwdown now, Rebecca.
There you go. So
the throwdown is partly though. You got to do a floor, gray tanks, belly pan. Axle,
no.
Then flip it back over and put the body on.
Woo!
I don't know. Steve was the one that kind of threw out this competition. So let's get Steve. What is going to be the actual rules on this? And then I want to hear where you are, and then we'll get Rob on to find out where he is.
Where I am right now, I've got the gantry built. I got the trailer backed in. I'm ready to start drilling out the perimeter rivets and hoist it. As far as what the throwdown's about, I think I haven't talked to Rob about this at all, but I mean, there's so many variables.
About Mountain Dew, man.
Yeah, I know there's Mountain Dew involved, but
Oh yeah.
What is it you want to? What's the competition
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but what do you got to do to win it?
I think to win it, you have to get your shell off. You got to fix your frame. You got to, you know, pour 15 or whatever you want to use on that. Subfloor, flooring, and reattach the shell.
I'm cool with that. That's my
interpretation,
too.
Everything else is options, basically, because I'm not doing gray tanks. I'm basically doing the Miranda Lambert thing, where it's just going to be a place for the band to hang out. You know, so we're not going to have
a belly stole.
And a skirt pod.
No, I'm not going to be like Rob. I'll put the belly pan back on.
The belly pan's faster if it's upside down. That's my point.
Yeah.
And lot easier, I'm telling you, because you use gravity in your favor instead of lying on your back.
Right. But
you get bonus points if you got the belly pan back on or if the shell was on. But if not, then it'll come later.
So the belly pan is another six-pack of throwback Mountain Dew?
That's cool. That's cool.
All right, so Rob, where are you at? So it sounds like Steve's got his in ready to start drilling.
I have a question for Steve. Is it gutted?
Yes. Oh, completely, yep.
Yep. Okay.
Like all of the interior skins or just the lower interior skins?
Everything. Everything's out. Yep. And I've got half the rear floor is out too, subfloor.
Mm.
And the frame looks decent.
Did you take make a pattern back there before you did that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Whew. So you got all your interior skins out?
Oh yeah, yeah. I did that a while back, and then the problem with my restoration or whatever was that I won the 64 trade wind, and that kind of said,
that was
well,
a problem.
You can just use this now, you know.
Right.
It's got a new axle, new tires, all that good stuff. But anyhow,
right.
Not really a problem for $25.
Nice.
And plus the whole bash experience. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to start see where Rob is. Make sure you guys are starting on even playing fields here. Where
Rob
you at?
Has a barn. That's
he's
where he
is. He's in the barn.
Yeah. I'm in the barn.
In the red chicken
and
coop.
And it's a red barn just like yours.